Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370 on a Tuesday. Anything and everything you want to discuss, you want to share, advice, you want it, you need it, please. 766-9370. Producer Dana's got her headphones on. I think this would be a pretty fun deal today. This is a fun deal. If you could, quickly, both of you, and this is unrehearsed, Joe and Dana, they have no idea about what I'm going to ask. What is the best Tom Cruise movie ever? Quickly.
Big.
Oh, big?
Yeah.
Big. Tom Cruise?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tom Cruise was in Big.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my
Days
God.
Of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Yeah. Quickly, Dana, Tom Cruise movie.
I think I'm going to go with a Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And ask me.
Yeah. Well, you're Tom Cruise.
I would have said, what was the movie he did?
I was going to say, you're going to say Jack Reacher, aren't you?
Yeah, the Jack Reacher. And I also, what was the rock star one? Where he played the rock legend. What was that called?
I have no idea.
I saw that at the theater. It was called, not Rockstar. It was called...
Not, that was Wahlberg.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, yeah.
I hate...
Oh.
That was Tom Cruise's Grease kind of film.
Yeah, I hate musicals, but it was 80s music, and it was a pretty funny character.
It was pretty good, actually.
It was not bad, but I ask that because now all three of us have seen American Made.
Woo!
Oh, you
saw
it
last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all those other movies I just mentioned or that you mentioned, they've been erased because if you haven't seen it, the true story of Barry Seal came out last year and finally on Amazon Prime. Joe saw it a while back and Dana saw it, I think, over the weekend.
Yep.
And you guys had all seen it, so I went home and watched it. Because, you know, as soon as it came out, I had to see it. That's when the damn Narcos was going on when it broke.
Yeah.
When the movie came out on Netflix. And that... is the real deal account, even though Hollywood kind of got to it and they made it, you know.
They juiced it or spoofed it a little bit, but most of what happened in there was real, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of it was real, but that is the best Tom Cruise movie he's ever done because he almost acted. He almost turned into a character and lost his Tom Cruise bravado, Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible.
It was less about him, like, kind of doing kung fu and kicking butt, and more about, the character.
Yeah, he wasn't worried about looking in the mirror, checking out his glasses. He wasn't Maverick.
Yes.
And that's my problem that's always been with Tom Cruise. He's always cocktailing.
Yeah.
He's always jet flying. He's always Jack he's always too much. You always know that he's doing a performance instead of playing a role. And you can always see through it. And that's always been my biggest problem. But last night, with American Made, it was as good as he could do. Now, again, there's tons of people out there that you forget they're even acting, you know, and you fall into the story.
I don't think anyone else could have done that role any better.
He did a pretty damn good job.
Now,
I was really happy with the movie.
The best part was when he, and this doesn't really give anything away in the movie, but when you say him acting and coming out of that Tom Cruise-ish kind of role is when he shows up with that tooth missing.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. They bail him out of a Colombian jail and his tooth is gone.
His tooth missing.
And throughout the movie, everyone's like, what happened to your tooth?
Schaefer goes, are you missing a tooth?
Yeah. And then his wife says, what happened to you? Where's your tooth?
Where's your tooth?
I wish they would have left him without a tooth.
Oh, God.
But he had so much money, he could have paid for teeth
that
easily.
That was great, man.
But my question to you is, did you notice when he would drop the accent?
Yeah,
it drove me crazy.
Yeah, he couldn't hang on to that Louisiana slang, which is where he was from.
They should have refilmed those parts because it did happen quite a bit throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Where he'd get on a tangent and start going and lose it.
And I was gonna tell you about it yesterday when I came in. I was like, I saw American Made, and you're like, don't tell me anything. So I didn't ruin it for you because I knew you'd pick up on it.
I'm so glad you saw it. I've been wanting to talk about it with you for a while. I mean, what a crazy one man involved in so much of American history.
Well, he is the guy that brought cocaine to America and started the cocaine craze. He was single-handedly responsible for bringing in or being involved with bringing in more cocaine to the country than anyone else ever had, past, present, or future.
Oh, I believe that,
And that's why he had all that money. And if you watch Narcos or you know the story behind Pablo Escobar, and then you watch the story about Barry Seal, at the end when they're trying to chase Pablo Escobar down, I know you didn't see Narcos, Joe, but at the end when he's on the run and he's got his family in this house and they're holed out, he has to burn money to stay warm. He has to keep his family warm and his wife
Barry
warm.
Barry does.
No. Oh, no, Pablo.
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 Okay.
Pablo has to throw bricks of money in the fireplace because he's hiding out, and everyone's coming after him, and he's on the run. He's burning just millions of dollars of cash just to stay warm, and he does not care. So all this business and all this illegal activity, all this stuff that drove him to the money, when it comes down to it, just like an American Made, they don't care. You know, because you see Barry Seal at the end, he told his wife, don't throw your jewelry or anything mm-hmm. down, because if it hits the ground, it's theirs.
Yeah.
This is your safe money. Keep mm-hmm. it on you.
Yeah.
And they came out with excavators. He would dig.
Oh, they took everything, dude. Mm-hmm.
He would go out, and I believe this probably to be close to accurate, he would go out to dig a hole to bury another suitcase of money, and he'd run into an old suitcase of money that was already buried.
Well, yeah. And do you remember the part, he's laying in bed sleeping, and his wife comes in and wakes him up, and she's like, the dog dug up a bag of money, and it's blowing across the yard, and he's like, oh, I'll get it in the morning. Like, he doesn't yeah. care.
I'll rake yeah. it up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And then she says, I need an oven, and I need a fridge. He just throws stacks of money where the appliances should go.
Yeah. And that's what he tells her.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing is just insane. When the cartel, when he first met him, it looked to me like Pablo wasn't in charge then.
No, Pablo was.
It looked to me like that little skinny guy was.
Yeah, there were three of them. And if you watch Narcos and you've read like about Pablo and how it works, here's the thing. I hate how they made Tom Cruise's character, Barry Seal. They made him like he was smuggling cigars from Cuba. And that's not the story. He was a low budget. He was already smuggling stuff.
When he first started and Schaefer first approached him.
Oh, he wasn't? I thought he was doing things like that.
No, he was working for TWA, but what he was smuggling is like lightweight and cheap, low budget plastic explosives down to Mexico. And
oh, that would have been cooler in the movie.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they started the movie where they did, but that's what the story starts out
for
with.
For who? Oh. Just people in just cartels?
Yeah,
because
he was flying all over.
Well, and that connection makes it more believable for him to get in with Colombian drug lords.
Yeah, and he never walked off the TWA plane on the tarmac. He's not like, screw it. I mean, that was the Hollywood part.
Yeah.
What happened was he was working for TWA, and he was a great pilot, and he worked his way up from the co-pilot chair all the way into being one of their best captains. And so he's flying, and like a lot of pilots did. See, a lot of people don't know this. Back in the day, people that went into Canada and people that crossed oceans, they were smuggling a lot, and they even made good money back in the day, but that's how they...
What do you want to bet me it's still happening?
Well, it is, but it's way tougher to do now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing what Barry Seal was doing.
They're not keeping it in the cockpit, in the bag behind the
No, know, they don't have a hole cut out in the plane where they're throwing just pounds and pounds of cocaine out in the swamp.
On the fastest plane made at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy.
But the story is, that's how he started.
Oh, I always wondered that.
So TWA fired him because he took a leave of absence. And they,
to go do this?
Yeah, he lied about being injured and took a leave of absence so he could deliver this lightweight plastic explosive stuff down to Mexico, and they found out. He never went to jail, but TWA fired him.
Gotcha.
So then what he started doing is he started doing low pay pot runs to Mexico. So it started out with like little explosive stuff, then he started doing pot, and then it escalated one thing after another. He didn't become a DEA informant until after he got caught with Pablo. So the story works in reverse on the movie. Yeah, the DEA didn't come up to him.
You mean CIA?
Because
or CIA, yeah.
Who would really... I thought that was a bit strange, that just all of a sudden, after he was in the movie smuggling cigars...
Yeah, how did they know?
And he's now asked to do all this super important stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, without giving the movie away, like, now, it was the most important stuff of the time.
He was the guy.
Yeah.
He did take pictures, though, for...
Okay. So see,
was that all true? Iran-Contra affair and all that?
That's all legit.
Okay.
That's all legit. But here's the thing. The photographs came because he was doing missions. And I think other people that were in the CIA or DEA, I think they also wanted, and I think other people were paying him to find out where the trouble was.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I think as he's flying over, they want to know where these factions are. They want to know where they're cooking the drugs.
While you're doing your runs, you snap some photos of where you're getting
and
in
he's
and
like,
out
hey, if I'm going to work for the DEA and I'm going to work for Pablo, I'm going to work for anybody. And then that's where the guns and all that stuff started mm-hmm. coming in.
Gotcha.
So it's a really, really great true story that's Hollywooded up, but not too much. But it was the best performance I've seen from Tom Cruise, and that's not saying a lot. But he almost blended
that
in.
Kills me when he's. I think he's one of the best actors we have right now.
He's consistent.
He is. It's just he's
for
so
an action movie guy. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic.
He's just an action movie guy. You don't expect a lot out of him. Yeah, he's in not, my opinion.
Well, I mean, think about his earlier work, though. I mean, let's be honest. Jerry Maguire was great. He played a wounded duck in that, and he was awesome at it.
Yeah, it was an okay movie when it came out.
I thought he was perfect at it. I thought he did really good when Cuba Gooding Jr. had him yelling on the phone. I mean, he looked weak in that movie, and like he was struggling.
He's just, it's the same guy, though. He always plays. Mm-hmm. He's always this A+. He's over-dramatized.
Slightly
and he's always
agitated, always shaking a little bit, sweaty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always checking the mirror to see how Tom Cruise looks when he walks by. That's the best way I could explain it.
Has to be real life, too.
I think it is.
It has to be, dude.
So if you haven't seen it, it is available on Prime. I watched it last night, and I was dying to see it, and I was really, really happy that I got to see it. And I think it's a pretty close to accurate, without the sensationalization of Hollywood. It was a cool story.
I was hoping you'd say that. I really wanted to know how true to reality it was.
The pieces are in there. It's just jumbled around to make. And that's the thing, is they make Barry Seal, the real guy, out to be a dope. The other thing that's not true either is that the CIA gives him the airport and the 2,000 acres.
But that's not true.
No, he.
So where were they flying him to?
He bought it.
Because he had so much money.
Yeah, so the town in Arkansas where he went and the CIA.
Mingus or Modus or whatever it was.
I think it's Mita.
Yeah.
Mima?
Mina.
Yeah. Yeah, Mina, Arkansas, legit. But he bought the old airstrip. He bought all the land, he bought the planes, and that's where he went, because if you look at where it is on a map, it's a straight shot. All mm-hmm. you're doing is cutting right over Louisiana and Texas, and you're right down in the Gulf.
Yeah.
You're just off the water a state up, and so he knew that was perfect, because he didn't have to park everything on the water, and he could kind of hide out. And in the movie, it shows that all these banks are in town. I don't know if that part's true or not. I've never seen that in any other depiction, but I don't think that he was buying banks and doing all that stuff and building. I think he probably donated money.
Well, he had to have some sort of money laundering fronts, though.
He had to. Yeah,
he comes into town. Next thing you know, everything's got a little piece of his name on it, or that little business that he's created. Like,
the first thing they show in the movie is the ballpark, the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
It says Seal on it.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. The bank gives him his own vault. I mean, that was a crazy cool movie.
Yeah.
So.
It's cool.
Without giving anything away, though, really,
almost talked about the entire movie.
Yeah,
but not any of the action that happened.
No,
not how it took place.
Do you think the stuff with his brother-in-law, JB, that actually happened?
I think that, what I think happened was, I think that brother-in-law worked for him, and I think that that's kind of what broke it up.
Well,
and
that's
I think
exactly
they,
what
they were showing
it's
you
set
what was
like.
Going on and how someone screwed it up and how the tips came off and how.
Yeah.
Well, because he just goes, JB.
Yeah. I don't know if in fact there was a real guy like that was his brother-in-law, but I know there was a guy that mulled him out
that
bought too much and got caught.
When he showed up at the front door,
you knew
immediately what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That dude.
Oh, yeah. And I want you to think about this. For people who love Ozark, that's back next month on Netflix with Jason Bateman. That is based on this as well.
It has to be, kind of, huh?
I thought about this last night. It killed me. What they did, whoever created Ozark and wrote this, what they did is they took it and they modernized it.
Mm.
And instead of being drug runners, they did more of the laundering side. And I believe Ozark, they put it in the Ozarks because of the connection with Barry Seal and Arkansas.
Ah.
And what they did is they just modern-day spun it and they turned him into a day trader and an investment guy that got tied up again with the cartel. So the people who created Ozark, they knew this story pretty well.
They had to have.
And they've researched mm-hmm. it, and all they did was spin it into a brand new story that's not connected, but you could really see the similarities. And kudos to them, because that's back on in August, and I can't wait to see season two of that.
I can't wait either. You know what? Along all the cool stuff and the seriousness that happened in the movie, there was little funny parts that made it fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, yeah.
When he was delivering the guns to the Contras for the first time, remember that?
Yeah.
And he hops out of the airplane, and they're fighting a war, or whatever they're doing. They don't even want the guns. They want his clothing, his sunglasses, and
his boots.
They're trying to take his clothes off me so they can have cool American clothes.
And then he comes with gifts, and it's porno mags and booze.
Yeah. He's got to bribe them so he can give them their guns without getting, mugged.
It's a good movie. It's a decent showing from Tom Cruise, so if you haven't seen it yet, you should check it out. It's on Amazon Prime. It's not on Netflix, but you can watch it. It's called American Made, based on a true story. It's a good watch.
I'm so glad you watched it, dude.
Finally.
Yeah.
So, any other deals you got? It is a Tuesday. 766-9370. Here's Tears for Fears.